A startling report in today's Washington Post. The newspaper says more than 1,000 of the nation's nonprofits have each acknowledged losses of $250,000 or more because of theft, investment fraud, embezzlement, or other unauthorized use of funds. The report is based on tax filings by the nonprofits during the past 5 years. Each nonprofit disclosed the problem by checking a box on the tax form indicating what's called a significant diversion of funds. For more about all this, we're joined from Washington by Joe Stevens. He's an investigative reporter for the Post and the co-author of today's piece. So your article says just the 10 largest losses you've identified add up to more than $500 million. Give us some examples.
That's right, almost $500 million. They're all across the board, all kinds of nonprofits and major amounts. The largest potential amount lost we found was $106 million. That was to Yeshiva University and its affiliates. And they got caught up in the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme, which is pretty famous. And actually, a lot of nonprofits got caught up in that, and a lot of those lost tens of millions of dollars to that Ponzi scheme. So that was a major source of losses. However, there were a lot of large losses from many different sorts of scams and schemes. There's the Global Fund to Fight AIDS. They had a problem. They found that they had tens of millions of dollars had gone missing through a whole range of financial problems. They're working at getting some of that money back. There's also the Conference on Jewish Material Claims against Germany, which pays reparations of a sort to victims of the Holocaust. They were victims of a scheme involving some insiders, and they took tens of millions of dollars that were supposed to go to Holocaust survivors. Some of these are sort of horrifying to hear about. And these groups say a lot of them, they've lost a lot of trust. A lot of these schemes involved insiders, executive directors, bookkeepers, very trusted longtime volunteers sometimes. And you find 10 million here, 10 million there. But it also goes all the way down to your neighborhood groups, Boy Scout groups, volunteer fire departments, and nonprofits across the board are losing a lot of money. And a lot of this hasn't been known because, to begin with, in the past, before 2008, they didn't have to disclose like they do now. They have to actually check a box on an annual disclosure report. They also, what we found is the new reporting requirements require you not only check that box, that you attach a description of what happened to your annual disclosure form. And so what we found is...
In your reporting there, it actually shows that not everybody chose to disclose what was happening. And so this is, when you look at even these findings, which are startling, but this is of the people who chose to disclose it, of the people who actually checked the box, of the people who are registered, of all the nonprofits that are out there. So really, how much bigger is this problem?
That's exactly right. More than 1,000 we found are just a sliver of the total universe, and it makes it almost impossible to estimate how big the losses are. But they obviously are larger than we had known, and a lot of kind of gritty details in these reports. But the other major finding of our investigation is that an awful lot of these groups aren't giving out many details. Even the ones who check the box say we had a major significant diversion, as they're called. They don't disclose exactly what happened. A lot of them don't give an amount. Some of them just say, call for an explanation. Some don't put it down anything. So it raises a lot of questions about really what's going on out there. Yep. How bad is this? But what we've seen is bad enough.
Do you think that this could cause a deterrent effect in people giving? Or what could people do to be smarter about it and hold the organizations that they donate to more accountable?
Well, just because a group has been victimized, it isn't in and of itself doesn't mean it's a bad organization or they did anything wrong. But the experts say this should be assigned to donors, to supporters, to volunteers. If you see this on the form, go to your group and say, what happened? Give us details. And what have you done to make sure there is not a reoccurrence? And to help in this, at the Post, we took all the data we had collected. Readers can now go to our website. They can search for themselves. We put together the first public searchable database of these significant diversions. You can put in the name of your city, your state, your favorite group, and you can see if they have disclosed a significant diversion. If so, you can click, go directly to the form and read what they said. And if you're not satisfied, experts say the next step is pick up the phone, call that group, and ask them what happened.
All right. Joe Stevens from The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.